This is Arkies in the Beltway, your look at national politics and the Arkansans influencing the discussions. I'm Alex Thomas, Washington correspondent for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, reporting this week from Chicago. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of August 25th, 2024. Arkansas Democrats taking part in a historic Democratic National Convention in the Windy City. Vice President Kamala Harris accepting the Democratic presidential nomination last Thursday, Harris becoming the first Black woman and first person of South Asian descent to serve as a major political party's presidential candidate.
And with this election, our nation with this election has a precious, fleeting opportunity to move past the bitterness, cynicism, and divisive battles of the past, a chance to chart a new way forward.
The jubilant mood at the United Center, a much different feeling than the emotions that Democrats had a month ago when President Joe Biden was at the top of the ticket. Biden had secured the nomination in March, but he also faced questions about his ability to serve another term in office. Those questions only grew after Biden's shaky June 27th debate performance against former President Donald Trump. As Republicans returned home following last month's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Biden dropped out of the race, quickly endorsing Harris as the Democratic Party's new torchbearer. Harris recognized this transition during her acceptance speech.
The path that led me here in recent weeks was no doubt unexpected. But I'm no stranger to unlikely journeys.
State delegations to this year's DNC were swift in unifying around Harris in wake of Biden's departure. Since Harris's ascent to the top of the ticket, Democrats have found a new level of enthusiasm and interest in this fall's election. Janie Cotton, vice chair of the Democratic Party of Arkansas, led the Arkansas delegation in Chicago. She says she couldn't have imagined the mood shift back in July.
The love for and the honor for President Biden and his sacrifice helps you get excited about what he sacrificed for Vice President Harris to make this.
Arkansas had a presence with the national event. There were, of course, the Arkansas Convention delegates who backed Harris. Former Little Rock Mayor Lottie Shackelford presided over two meetings of the Democratic Women's Caucus. Shackelford serves as the body's chair. On the convention stage, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and former President Bill Clinton were among the party elders not sharing just enthusiasm for Harris, but caution about a second Trump presidency. Hillary Clinton addressed the convention last Monday, a convention that happened 8 years after she accepted the Democratic Party's nomination for president in Philadelphia. Clinton acknowledged that she did not break the glass ceiling in 2016 when she aspired to become the United States' first woman president. But in 2024, she can see through the cracks created by her campaign and the work of others.
And you know what? On the other side of that glass ceiling is Kamala Harris raising her hand and taking the oath of office as our 47th president of the United States.
The United Center is part of Bill Clinton's history. To close out the 1996 Democratic National Convention, he addressed Democrats in that same venue, making his case for a second term in the White House. In that address, Clinton said voters had a choice to make. Was the nation going to build a bridge to the future or one to the past? Last Wednesday, the former president said this fall's election presents voters with two contrasting options.
Kamala Harris for the people. And the other guy who's proved even more than the first go-around that he's about me, myself, and I.
Away from the convention stage, Democratic figures met with state delegations Monday through Thursday for breakfast sessions, with talks focused on campaign strategy and motivating delegates for the necessary work leading to Election Day. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders made a surprise appearance before the Arkansas delegation last Tuesday, previewing the speech that he would make later that night. The two-time Democratic presidential candidate also tailored a specific portion of his remarks to the Arkansans in regards to the National Democratic Party.
And I hope I don't offend anybody in this room, is the Democratic Party for too long has turned its back on many of the states in this country.
Sanders made this argument at a crucial point in time for Arkansas Democrats. Republicans hold Arkansas's two U.S. Senate seats and all four offices in the House of Representatives. The state Republican Party has won a political trifecta with the governor's office and supermajorities in the state legislature. The state Democratic Party began revamping itself leading up to the most recent midterm election cycle, hoping to build the infrastructure necessary to compete with Republicans. This effort has involved rebuilding the relationship with the national party and being more aggressive with its candidate recruitment efforts. Will Watson serves as director of Battleground Arkansas, the state party's coordinated campaign effort. He says, for this year's election, Democrats want to flip enough legislative seats to end the GOP supermajorities in Little Rock. According to Watson, the party is targeting Northwest Arkansas, Pulaski County and surrounding areas, and the Mississippi Delta as pickup opportunities.
The places where we have the greatest opportunity are places that are rejecting Donald Trump, places that have large populations of young people, diverse communities, and others who are very excited by what Kamala Harris has to offer. And so we see opportunity in the state based on what's happening at the top of the ticket.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro offered his support to Arkansas Democrats when he spoke before the delegates last Monday.
We can get back to those winning ways throughout the South. And I think the way we do that is by a little something that we've employed and deployed in Pennsylvania. And that is doing basic government by three letters, G, S, and D. And since y'all are from Arkansas, I'll just use the actual pronunciation. It's get shit done. That's what it's called.
Outreach was an underlying theme of many activities away from the convention floor. This includes steps to build support among rural voters. The interest in expanding outreach given Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's place as the vice presidential nominee. Walz represented rural southern Minnesota in the U.S. House of Representatives before becoming governor. Arkansan Chris Jones has become a leading voice in pushing outreach to rural areas. The Democratic Party's gubernatorial candidate in 2022, Jones now serves as national co-chair of Dirt Road Democrats, a political action committee prioritizing Democratic candidates in rural areas. He says part of the committee's work is moving past the image that rural voters are just older, white voters.
Well, that is true. And rural is black. And rural is young. And rural is female. And rural is Native American. So rural encompasses so much amazing diversity. And the Democrats are saying, let's lean into that.
Jones believes the path to success for rural Democrats is through voter turnout. He points to the last statewide election in making his case. According to the Arkansas Secretary of State's office, 1.8 million Arkansans were registered to vote in 2022. However, only 907,000 people cast a vote in the governor's race. Jones thinks ending the Republican supermajorities in the state legislature is a feasible goal, but this can only happen in part if Democrats get more rural Arkansans to the polls.
We really only need 8 seats to break the supermajority. So a 5% increase in voter turnout in Arkansas will break the supermajority.
North Carolina Democratic Party Chair Anderson Clayton shares Jones's views when it comes to the importance of rural outreach. Clayton took part in a Rural Americans for Harris virtual fundraiser earlier this month, which Jones presided over. She says when it comes to voter outreach, everywhere matters.
The whole concept in the past has been like you have to do one or the other, like you're either doing urban or you're doing rural, and I'm like, we can walk and chew gum at the same damn time.
As Democrats return home from the convention, party leaders want delegates to understand that the enthusiasm leaving Chicago will not be enough to win in November. As it concerns the presidential contest, surveys show Harris and Trump remain locked in a competitive race, with both campaigns showing intense attention towards several battleground states. Arkansas is not one of those states. Trump is expected to carry the natural state in November without much issue. Bill Clinton cautioned Democrats against underestimating Trump, opening the door for possible defeat in November if they do that. Two of the party's presidential losses in this century happened with the Democratic candidate carrying the popular vote but losing the Electoral College. Those elections, 2000 with Clinton's vice president Al Gore, and 2016 with Hillary Clinton.
We've seen more than one election slip away from us. When we thought it couldn't happen, when people got distracted by phony issues, or overconfident. This is a brutal, tough business.
Cotton agrees, recalling the devastation that she and other Democrats felt when Hillary Clinton lost her race.
Everybody was so devastated. So we don't want to have a moment like that again.
Harris and Trump currently have one scheduled debate that is set for September 10th. The vice presidential candidates, Walz and Republican Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, will take part in a separate debate on October 1st. As for when you can vote, eligible Arkansans have until October 7th to register with early voting starting October 21st. Election Day itself will be November 5th. And that'll do it for this edition of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of August 25th, 2024. You can stay up to date with all news involving Arkansas at arkansasonline.com. You can get in touch with me on social media. My handle is at AlexHouseThomas. Special thanks, as always, to the team down in Little Rock. I'm Alex Thomas, and this has been Arkies in the Beltway. Thanks for listening.